Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5.30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at today's headlines. 21 school principals in Donegal have written to Education Minister Hildegard Nocton expressing concern at how special needs education is being managed. A community campaigner says it shouldn't be down to people like him to ensure essential healthcare services are available to elderly people. Donegal had the lowest median housing price in the country last year, according to the Central Statistics Office, and it has been confirmed that Doherty's coaches have stopped running the Letterkenny Town route. These stories in full and more coming up, and Mark will be here for a sports update at around 5:45. But first, 21 school principals in Donegal have written to Education Minister Hildegard Nocton expressing concern at how special needs education is being managed. The letter was produced in the Dáil this afternoon by Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin, who told Taoiseach Micheál Martin it's a clear indication of the importance of this sector and the potential harm that could be done by reducing the SNA allocations to schools. Saying that a pause to the current review is not enough, Deputy McLaughlin urged the Taoiseach to talk to teachers and adopt a new approach.
Taoiseach, this is a letter from 21 school principals in Donegal. It's been sent to the Minister for Education and the Minister for Special Needs Education. And they're expressing their profound concern regarding the reality of special educational needs provision in our schools, particularly the operation of the SNA allocation model. Now, I'd ask you, Taoiseach, to actually look for a copy of this, and I can send it to you, but it clearly demonstrates the failings of the system that's there, which have been revealed by this review that has caused huge anguish and distress for parents. And I can tell you, there's more than 21 schools. That's just what's on this list that I have spoken to other schools outside of this list. So you need to hear what's happening on the ground. The system isn't working, Taoiseach. You don't need to do a pause. You need to stop the approach that you're taking. You need to talk to the teachers on the ground and the parents and change what's happening, Taoiseach.
We're going to proceed with the increases in SNAs for the beginning of the school year commencing September 2026. There will be additional numbers that we've budgeted for. We're not going to stop that. We're going to continue with that increase in special needs assistance. And our concern always will be in prioritising the needs of parents and the children to enable their full participation in schools, and special needs assistance are a key part of that.
A community campaigner says it shouldn't be down to people like him to ensure essential healthcare services are available to elderly people. It has emerged that St Joseph's Hospital in Stranorlar has had a number of beds in a newly refurbished ward left vacant for almost a year and a half because of staff shortages. The HSE say recruitment efforts are ongoing. Beds such as these can be used as a step-down service for those ready to leave hospital but are not well enough to go home, and in turn alleviate pressure on Letterkenny University Hospital. John Quinn, chairperson of Save Our Lifford Hospital, says bed blocking has been a long-standing issue in Donegal.
Couldn't go home, and he was telling me, he says, I'm not sick enough, John, to stay here, but I'm not well enough to go home. And I says, what about St Joseph's? Now, this has gone back 10, 15 years. He says, they're telling me there are no beds in St Joseph's. Now, he was annoyed with himself because he was a bed blocker. He was blocking a bed from somebody, an A&E, that needed a bed. And that's still going on this day. It's still going on.
And John, I suppose if you could appeal it directly to the elected representatives, what would you say?
I would tell them to listen, put their politics to one side and fight for the people of Donegal, especially the elderly. Get out and about and see what's going on in your own areas. Go and look at your neighbours that are, and senior citizens that are living on their own, and see, all right, they might get home help coming in 1 hour a week, 1 hour a week, and that's it. Get out and look and see what's going on and do something about it. But I mean, seeing that photograph, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
Donegal had the lowest median housing price in the country last year, according to the Central Statistics Office. In the county, the median price for a home was €195,000. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
Across the board, there was an increase in median house prices in Donegal. In the F92 Lifford area, the median house price climbed by 10% from €159,000 to €175,000. Marginal rises were recorded in the F94 and the F92 districts at 3% and 1% respectively. In South Donegal, prices increased from €195,000 to €200,000, while in Letterkenny, they rose from €208,000 to €210,000. The highest median house price in Ireland was €679,999 in the Dunleary Rathdown area.
It has been confirmed that Doherty's coaches have stopped running the Letterkenny Town route. The National Transport Authority say plans are already in place for a new subsidised town service following a public consultation last August. However, in a statement to Highland Radio News, the authority say the launch of those services will depend on funding and operational readiness, and there's no confirmed start date. 21% of people who were released on probation in Donegal during 2021 reoffended within a year. According to CSO data, 89 people received probation orders that year. 19 of those were found to have committed a crime within the following 12 months. A Foyle MLA says proposals for Derry's waterfront area will be a game changer for the city. Ciara Ferguson was speaking as Infrastructure Minister Liz Kimmins and Mayor Rory McHugh encouraged the public to have their say on the £45 million investment plans for the Derry City Central Riverfront project. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The North's Department for Infrastructure says the £45 million scheme comprises road realignment, streetscape enhancement and creation of an active travel corridor along Strand Road and Queen's Quay. It also envisages the creation of new civic spaces, including University Square, Harbour Square, Victoria Market, the Peacebridge Landing Point and Whittaker Street. The project seeks to reimagine the Derry Central Riverfront area to secure a shift from the private car to more sustainable and active travel modes by maximising opportunities for people to make environmentally friendly and healthy travel choices for their daily journeys and for leisure. Public consultation events take place in the Guildhall on Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Full details on highlandradio.com. Ciara Ferguson is echoing the calls from Minister Liz Kimmins and Mayor Rory McHugh for the public to engage with the consultation and to voice their opinions.
Three e-scooters were seized in Letterkenny yesterday following reports they were being used dangerously by youths. It later emerged the scooters were in breach of power, weight and other regulations. Gardaí are appealing to parents not to buy the vehicles as gifts for their children. They also say that if families already own them, they should be taken away, warning that enforcement will continue. It's been claimed Royal Mail's letter delivery service has deteriorated so much in parts of West Tyrone that some people in the Ahiaran area haven't received post for weeks. Councillor Caroline Devine says over the last few weeks some areas of Ahiaran have had no letters delivered by Royal Mail, and she's been contacted by people who are waiting on hospital appointments, bank documents, cheques and other important letters. Councillor Devine believes priority is being given to parcel deliveries for commercial purposes, leaving some letters sitting undelivered for weeks, and says that must be addressed as quickly as possible.
They haven't received post now for a number of weeks, and this is something that happens every now and again. I have discussed this with my colleague, Melissa McHugh, and he's asked now for an urgent meeting to see how this issue could be resolved in the future. I know one person who contacted me had gone to the sorting office, but it was actually closed as well, so they were unable to get their post even that way.
There seems to be confusion across the board now as to exactly where people go, who do they talk to, who exactly is coordinating what's happening on the ground.
Yes, it seems to be quite difficult, Donald, to get any kind of correspondence or communication from Royal Mail. And I suppose I also hear it from the workers' point of view as well, that when the normal postman comes back on again, if he's been off, that he gets a lot of complaints then when he's out around the rural areas. So it's an issue that the staff are facing as well.
Do you believe this can be resolved locally, or is this going to take discussions at Northern Ireland level or even beyond?
I do believe it needs to be on a wider level, because it seems over the last while that this seems to be happening, not just in our rural areas here where post is really important, but right across the board. So I think it's something that would need to be tackled at a much higher level.
The Northlands Addiction Treatment Centre in Derry has recently marked 50 years of service. The centre was established in 1975 as a grassroots organisation and has grown into one of the leading treatment centres in Northern Ireland. Speaking in the Assembly this week, Foyle MLA Sinéad McLaughlin paid tribute to the work of the centre and called for more supports for addiction services.
This year marks the 50th anniversary of the Northland Centre in Derry. For half a century, Northlands has carried a simple but life-changing message. Recovery is possible, people matter, and no one should face addiction alone. What began in the 1970s as an education initiative grew into something far, far greater. It became a community of support and ultimately a regional treatment centre that has helped people from right across the north. Its work has not only transformed lives, but it has also challenged the shame and stigma that is so often surrounds addiction. It has replaced silence with understanding and has brought hope to those that were in despair. In the city I represent, it is difficult to find a family whose story has not in some way been touched by the care, professionalism and humanity that is offered there. For many, a second chance in life can be traced directly back to the support that they got and received in the Northland Centre. While anniversaries are rightly moments of celebration, but they must also be moments of reflection. Demand for addiction services are rising, substances are evolving, the challenges facing families are becoming more complex and more urgent. Those working on the front line are clear in their message. Without additional capacity, need will outstrip provision. If we are serious about value and recovery, then we must be serious about investing in it.
The Director of Roads and Transport with Donegal County Council says yesterday's road funding announcement represents an increase on last year. Donegal has been allocated more than €69 million as part of the national funding package for maintenance of routes. Brian Cannon said the county is among the top recipients for both national and regional road funding on today's Greg Hughes Show.
That breaks down to just over €23 million for our national road network, and that actually represents the sixth highest allocation for any local authority in the country, and is up just over €4 million were allocation for last year. And we also then received notification of just over €46 million for our regional and local road network, which is actually the third highest allocation for a county in the country. And that's up €3.8 million on 2025.
It is 18 minutes to 6 on Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher will be here with all the sport after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to start your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It is 5:45 on Highland Radio and Mark Gallagher is at the sports desk.
Thanks, Ryan. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. Arsenal make the trip to the English Midlands to face Wolves in the Premier League tonight in excellent form. The Gunners have lost just one of their last 11 Premier League matches. The leaders are looking to keep Manchester City at arm's length in their quest to win the title for the first time in over 20 years. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock. There's four more Champions League playoff ties getting underway this evening. Newcastle United have made the long trip to Azerbaijan to face Karabakh in their first leg. Magpies boss Eddie Howe says there's a chance to do something special.
We want to turn these moments and these games into history opportunities, into moments that the people talk about for a long, long time. I think there's a real excitement with this game and the travel and the number of supporters we're bringing. So I think it's all set to be a great occasion. And then we need to deliver like we have in our last two away games.
That game is just getting underway in Baku. The rest of tonight's matches kick off at 8 o'clock. Olympiacos play host to Bayer Leverkusen. Atletico Madrid head to Club Bruges and Bodo Glimt take on Inter. Finn Harps play their first home game in the SSE Eritrea League First Division campaign this Friday at Finn Park. Harps were beaten away to Athlone Town in the season opener last week, and it is Willie O'Connor's UCD team who make the trip to Ballybuffet this time out. Speaking at a press conference this week, manager Kevin McHugh said it's going to be extremely important to make home advantage count in what is a very competitive league.
There's going to be no easy game in this league because everybody's recruited so well. From the bottom of the table last year to the top, everybody's recruited well. So there's very little weak links in any team, which is expected at this level. But as you say, we want to make our home form count. And again, last week there was a lot of stuff we didn't do well, but there was a lot of stuff we really, really did do well, and we'll be concentrating on those areas for this week. And we know it's not going to be easy. Willie O'Connor always has the UCD set up well, and they always play a really good brand of football. So it'll be a tough game.
The Aviva Stadium will play host to the Women's World Cup qualifier between the Republic of Ireland and Poland. It'll be played at the Lansdowne Road venue in April. First up for Carlow Ward's side in the campaign is the visit of France to Tallaght Stadium next month. European football's governing body is investigating the alleged racial abuse of Real Madrid's Vinicius Junior. Their Champions League win at Benfica was briefly stopped after the forward accused opposition player Gianluca Prestiani of abusing him. The Portuguese club are standing by their player, while manager Jose Mourinho has claimed Vinicius had been disrespectful with his goal celebration. That has not gone down well with Kick It Out anti-discrimination chair Sanjay Bhandari.
The suggestion that somehow Vinicius Jr. brought this on himself by some form of disrespectful celebration, that's a shameful comment from Jose Mourinho. It's utterly shameful.
In boxing, Daniel Duffy and Cathal McLaughlin have both withdrawn from Saturday night's Fight Night at the Valley in Balbofey. Rafal fighter Duffy, who was due to have his fourth professional fight, and Strabane native McLaughlin have both pulled out due to injuries. The card will now be topped by Galway's Jason Myers, who will face Czech boxer Jiří Švachina in a six-round main event. In Formula One, Lewis Hamilton says he is feeling back to his best. The seven-time F1 world champion struggled during his first year with Ferrari, picking up just one sprint race win. But with a major regulation change coming in this season, Hamilton says he's confident they can be successful in 2026.
I try to enter into a season with confidence, but of course you're faced with all sorts of different challenges along the way. I think all of last year's behind me, personally, in the best place that I've been in a long, long time, with rearranging things within my team. And it's an exciting time with this new generation of car as well.
In Gaelic Games, it's been reported Kerry GAA will vote against plans to push the All-Ireland football final back by 2 weeks. It's claimed officials see positives in an August decider, but only if counties are still given a 16-week window for club championships. Cork delegates have also rejected the proposal. And finally, in golf, Rory McIlroy has been paired with Ryder Cup teammate Tommy Fleetwood and Colin Morikawa for the first two rounds of the Genesis Invitational. Morikawa ended a two-year wait for a PGA Tour win at last week's Pebble Beach Pro-Am, with McIlroy finishing five shots behind in California. Shane Lowry will tee off alongside Cam Young and Victor Hovland for tomorrow's opening round. That is all your sport for this evening. Your next update will be during the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. Back to you, Ryan.
Thanks, Mark. The chair of Into the West is urging people to have their say on the organisation's proposal for a new rail service in the region. The Metro Northwest plan would see expanded lines into Donegal and Tyrone, with new stations connecting towns like Letterkenny, Omagh and Strabane to Derry and Coleraine. A series of public meetings has taken place, with one in Letterkenny Station House Hotel tonight and meetings scheduled for Strabane, Omagh, Coleraine and Limavady over the next 3 weeks. Full details are on our website, highlandradio.com. Chairman Steve Bradley says he firmly believes the idea of a regular, eco-friendly rail service across the Northwest is achievable.
So it's basically a metro network that exists within and alongside the existing rail across Northern Ireland and across the islands, but it's branded up and has the sort of frequency and the ease of use, which is all about better connected transport within this region. The beauty of this idea is that largely the stuff we're asking for is already planned. The All Islands Rail Review has already said that rail should return to Strabane, Omagh, Letterkenny and Limavady. That's already in the bag. Mm-hmm. The rail prioritisation strategy, published 2 months ago, looks at how those things can happen. So this stuff is already starting to happen. So we're not asking for new money. That's money that will have to be found for those projects.
Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty has tabled a motion in the Dáil calling for a ban on investment funds purchasing family homes. The Sinn Féin finance spokesperson criticised the government for remaining passive as vulture funds continue to acquire properties at the expense of ordinary workers and families. He emphasised that ministers had committed in the programme for government to curb this practice, insisting that now is the moment to follow through on that pledge.
This motion before us is a very simple proposition. And at the core of it, it's asking the government to do what you said you were going to do. It's asking the government to fulfil its commitment that you gave before the election in the form of Simon Harris and what you've put into the programme for government in black and white for all of us to see. That's what this motion is about. You have an option tonight to vote and say, you know something, we will actually end this practice. There might be little else that we can get right in housing, but this one we can do. And with the stroke of a pen, we can increase the stamp duty to 100%, 200%, whatever you want, to make sure that it is impossible. It is impossible for vulture funds to swoop in here with the support of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the independents who support you and buy those houses from under the nose of first-time buyers. And anybody who believes or who states that they are on the side of first-time buyers knows what they need to do today. You need to pick the side, and it is not the side of the vultures you should be on.
Government ministers are working on new legislation to restrict what content under 16s can see on social media. A new age verification tool is due to be tested to assess how the restrictions would work. Last December, Australia became the first country to bring in laws to prevent under 16s from having social media accounts. But Social Democrats TD Sinead Gibney says the harm caused by social media cannot be fixed by just banning it.
I think this is a difficult area, but to me, the government is reactionary. It's responding in a way that is just not helpful. And I think we know clearly what we need to do. The recommender algorithms piece is hugely important. It would be a massive step towards bringing back some level of control over what we're fed on our social media feeds.
And the weather wet and breezy this evening with widespread outbreaks of rain and drizzle, possibly falling as sleet or snow for a time in the northwest and on higher ground. In some places, already saturated ground together with high tides may cause river and coastal flooding. Moderate to fresh southeasterly winds reaching strong to gale force near the coast. Turning drier overnight as the rain and drizzle become lighter and patchier. A cold night with lows of 0 to 3 degrees in light to moderate and occasionally fresh east to southeast winds. After a mostly dry start, light rain and drizzle will slowly spread eastwards across the region through the day. Drier and brighter conditions will follow in the west tomorrow. Highs of 5 to 8 degrees in mainly light to moderate southerly or variable winds. A look back at this evening's main stories. 21 school principals in Donegal have written to Education Minister Hildegard Nocton expressing concern at how special needs education is being managed. The letter was produced in the Dáil this afternoon by Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin, who told Taoiseach Micheál Martin it's a clear indication of the importance of this sector and the potential harm that could be done by reducing SNA allocations in schools. Saying that a pause to the current review is not enough, Deputy McLaughlin urged the Taoiseach to talk to teachers and adopt a new approach. A community campaigner says it shouldn't be down to people like him to ensure essential healthcare services are available to elderly people. It has emerged that St Joseph's Hospital in Stranorlar has had a number of beds in a newly refurbished ward left vacant for almost a year and a half because of staff shortages. The HSE says recruitment efforts are ongoing. Beds such as these can be used as a step-down service for those ready to leave hospital but are not well enough to go home, and in turn alleviate pressures on Letterkenny University Hospital. John Quinn, chairperson of Save Our Lifford Hospital, says that bed blocking has been a long-standing issue in Donegal. Donegal had the lowest median housing price in the country last year, according to the Central Statistics Office. In the county, the median price for a home was €195,000. In the F92 Lifford area, the median house price climbed by 10% from €159,000 to €175,000. Marginal rises were recorded in the F94 and F93 districts at 3% and 1% respectively. In South Donegal, price increased from €195,000 to €200,000, while in Letterkenny they rose from €208,000 to €210,000. The highest median price paid for a house was €679,000 in Dunleary Rathdown. And it has been confirmed that Doherty's coaches have stopped running the Letterkenny Town route. The National Transport Authority says plans are already in place for a new subsidised town service following a public consultation last August. However, in a statement to Highland Radio News, the authority says the launch of those services will depend on funding and operational readiness, and there is no confirmed start date. That is all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back in with news in full at 7 o'clock.
The obituary notices this Wednesday evening, February 18th. The death has occurred of Conor McBurtie, Five Points Kelly Beggs, reposing at McBurtie's funeral home Kelly Beggs tomorrow from 2 o'clock until 6 o'clock, followed by removal to his late residence for family and friends. Funeral mass on Friday at St Mary of the Visitation Church Kelly Beggs at 11 o'clock, burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Mass will be streamed live on mcn.live. The death has taken place of Anne McGrath, 4 Owenry Drive, Strabann, formerly of Ballyfatten, reposing at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral leaving her home on Friday morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church Melmont at 10 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 9 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Bridget Williams, Ní Diver, Ard O'Donnell Letterkenny, formerly of Cosh Claddy Guidoor. Her remains will repose at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top Letterkenny, this evening until 8 o'clock, and tomorrow from 4 o'clock until 5:30. Removal afterwards to St. Eunan's Cathedral Letterkenny for 6 p.m. to repose overnight. Funeral Mass will take place on Friday morning at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery, Guidoor. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to Mary's Meals, care of any family member or Kieran Rorty Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Monica Rogers at Kildrum, Upper Killay. Monica is being waked today in the family home. Funeral from there tomorrow at 10:30, going to Church of All Saints, Newton Cunningham, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, interment immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Tess Jordan, Ní McGinty, Donegal Town, formerly of Glenfinn. Tess's remains will repose at Tyrconnell Funeral Home, Drumrusk, Donegal Town, from 2 p.m. until 9 p.m. tomorrow. Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Donegal Town, at 11:30 on Friday morning, with burial afterwards in Clare Graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers to Donegal Community Hospital Patient Comfort Fund. Tess's Requiem Mass can be viewed on mcn.live. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.